HR veteran Cooley joins FanDuel as chief people officer. Biggest North American online gaming and betting operator, FanDuel, has named Carolyn Cooley as its new chief people officer, CPO. Prior to joining FanDuel, Cooley was executive vice president and chief people officer at Bowery Farming, a leader in indoor vertical farming. Under her leadership, Bowery transformed into the largest U.S. vertical farming company. She developed a global talent model, designed a total compensation strategy, and created a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. She also successfully led Bowery's business continuity response during the COVID-19 pandemic. Before Bowery, Cooley served as CPO for Nordeus, the gaming studio behind top-ranking mobile sports game Top 11, from 2017 to 2019. During her tenure, she worked closely with Nordeus founders to build the company's structure, culture, and talent strategy, eventually paving the way for rapid growth and eventual acquisition by Take-Two in 2021 for $378 million. In her new role, Cooley will drive FanDuel's people strategy, aligning with the company's continued growth and expansion. She will lead FanDuel's people organization, overseeing HR, talent acquisition, DE&I, organizational effectiveness, employee branding, training, compensation, and benefits. She will also join FanDuel's executive leadership team, ELT, and report directly to CEO Amy Howe. Quote, I am very excited to welcome Carolyn to FanDuel. Throughout her distinguished career, Carolyn has held global roles building highly effective people teams that drive performance and reflect the needs of today's diverse corporate culture. Her energy and passion for sports and the gaming sector made her an ideal fit, and her arrival strengthens our executive leadership team. Amy Howe, Chief Executive Officer for FanDuel. FanDuel signs Randy Livingston. The appointment comes days after FanDuel partnered with former NBA player Randy Livingston and his wife, Anita Smith, to launch a comprehensive responsible gambling program. The initiative, aimed at promoting healthy gaming habits, coincides with Responsible Gaming Education Month in September. The program offers a suite of educational resources, including a video series featuring Livingston's problem gambling journey and recovery and other necessary tools to educate young people on gambling risks.